David Aldous. David Aldous.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247.
247
podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
Good news. In fact, great news. Very soon now we can announce Worship Radio 247 will be going live once again. It has been painstaking hours of work by Martin to prepare the new software he will be using. He is now finalizing all we need to be able to bring you live programming for Worship Radio 247. If you would like to donate to the work that we are doing on Worship Radio 247, Worship TV, and the Worship 247 podcast, then please go to the website www.worshipradio247.org and click on Donate Now. You would be helping the ministry and allowing us to take the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Hi there and welcome. It is great to get your company. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is the Worship Radio 247 podcast. And we bring you these podcasts as often as we possibly can. And I'm looking forward to today's podcast. Indeed, we're looking at agape love. I'm going to bring you a word from Colossians, the third chapter and verse 12. Agape love and part 18 today. I've got some great music as well. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. Now, there's a way of doing that by sending us an email, and this is the email address. It is studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. If you like some prayer, we'll find time in the podcast to pray for you. And as you just heard just now, we're going to be bringing you Worship Radio 247 live very soon. I can't wait for that to happen. That's a three-hour program that is repeated around the clock 24 hours a day. And so you've got Worship Radio 247 coming at you 24 hours a day. That is the shape of things to come here on the podcast. And all I want to say is, Lord, I need you. And that is such an important song. And we begin with this one. This is Chris Tomlin and a wonderful track called Lord, I Need You.
Holiness,
And when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. And when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and
one defense, my righteousness.
That is Chris Tomlin. Beautiful. Lord, I need you. Coming next, Agape Love and Part 18. You know, I am so enjoying bringing you these daily devotionals. And today, we come to part 18 of Agape Love. And today, we're looking in Colossians. You know, with this series, we're going all over the place. We're going all over the Bible. And that, to me, is really important. The Word comes to life, beloved. And the Word with the worship is a perfect combination. It is a perfect combination. Today we look at Colossians, Paul's letter to the church in Colossus, and chapter 3, and we'll go from verse 12 today. That's Colossians, the third chapter, and verse 12. If you're following along with you, with me in your Bible, it would be great. This is what Paul says. He says, "Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, with kindness, with humility, with gentleness, and with patience." Now, I could split this up and begin a five-part series very easily, but I don't want to, and I'll tell you why I don't want to, and I don't feel the Lord would want me to do that, because I want to concentrate on agape. And if I did a series on those things, it would sort of go away a little bit from agape love. But I will remind you of what Paul is saying. Since you chose, or rather God chose you, to be holy people, he loves with agape love. This is what you've got to do, beloved. You've got to clothe yourselves with these things. First, with tender-hearted mercy. With kindness, second. And third, humility. Fourth, gentleness. And five, patience. Oh, yeah. Then verse 13 says this, "Make allowances for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive." Now, Paul seems to just go over that really quickly. You got to forgive. End of story. Let's move on. But I don't want to move on, because I feel that that is what God is highlighting for me today in this passage. He's highlighting this in an obscure way, if you will, simply because the subject is agape love. So why am I talking about forgiveness? I'll tell you why. Because forgiveness, no agape love. It is as simple as that. No forgiveness, no agape love. And sometimes, beloved, we have no clue that we're holding unforgiveness against somebody. We have no clue. We don't know it. Why? Because we bury it. When you don't forgive someone, you feel as though you're being vengeful, and you feel, you know what, I'm not going to forgive you. You really made me angry, so therefore I'm not going to release you into forgiveness. I'm going to hold on to it. And when you hold on to it, you don't realize the damage you're doing to yourself inside. Oh boy. The Lord has just shown me something. Somebody listening to this broadcast right now has no way forgiven their father. This person has not forgiven their earthly father. I'm not going to mention a name. The Lord hasn't given me a name, but you know who you are. And as I said that, it all came to the surface. The fact that you haven't forgiven your father. But what you've done is you've buried it deeply. Now, other people have done that too, with other people. And what we tend to do is when we don't want to forgive, we bury it. We bury it deep down inside, so no one can get to it but us. But you forget. God can get to it whenever he wants to. And I believe today, God is getting to it. And there's a reason. There is a reason. Perhaps you've been thinking to yourself, you know what? All these people are talking about this agape love, this wonderful love that comes from God. I can't feel it. I can't sense it. Everyone else around me is feeling it and sensing it. I can't sense it. I can't feel it. I don't know what you're talking about. That's because you've closed down your heart. That's because you have buried deep down inside you this unforgiveness. You can talk to a psychologist, a secular psychologist, somebody who is a psychologist in the world, and you can say to them, what is the byproduct of unforgiveness? They will tell you straight away, it is bitterness. Bitterness comes in and takes over and takes a hold. Although the unforgiveness is buried deep down inside, the bitterness comes to the surface. And Satan wants you to be bitter. He wants you to suppress that unforgiveness. He wants you to do that because he doesn't want you to deal with it. Because if you deal with it, then the agape love of Almighty God is going to come flowing into your life. And this is why we are here. Now you can do one of two things. You can either listen intently to what I'm saying, understand it and know it to be true, or you can switch this radio station off and miss this bit altogether. But I know you won't. Because Almighty God is tapping at the door of your heart and saying, today is the time that we are going to start the process of dealing with this unforgiveness. And you know what gets to me when I look at unforgiveness? Is how simple God Almighty has made this be. He has made it so easy. You see, I'm not saying to you today, you've got to forgive with your emotion. I told you this before, but I had the privilege and honor of speaking to Vi and Ray Donovan some years ago at a live event that I was at, and we were broadcasting there live, and I had the honor of interviewing this couple whose son had been killed by a gang of youths. His life had been taken just like that. And Ray was able to forgive instantaneously. It took Vi 12 months. 12 months. And the reason it took Vi so long was because she was looking to forgive with her emotion. In other words, she wanted to feel it. She wanted to feel as though she'd forgiven. And so therefore, she held on to the unforgiveness for a year because she was waiting for God to show her through her emotion. And he never did. You see, the way to forgive is through your will, not your emotion. Forgiveness has got nothing to do with your emotion at the moment. It's all to do with your will, your decision. You make a decision in your life and you say, yes, I will forgive. Look what Paul says right here. He says, make allowances for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Forgive your father for that sexual abuse. That's a tough word. But you're not here to forgive with your emotion. God will take care of that. You're here to simply forgive with your will. Now I hear you say to me, David, you have no idea how I feel. You have no idea what my father did to me. No, I don't. And no, I don't know how you feel. I have no clue. I've never experienced it. I don't know what it's like. But I do know this. The only way through it, the only way through this, what's the word I'm looking for? This maze that you're going through. The only way through this maze is with your decision and not with your will. Nothing to do with your will. Nothing to do with your emotion. It is all to do with your decision-making process. Your will. You have to make a decision that today, with my will, I'm going to forgive. That is what I'm going to do because I can't move on unless I do. Why am I talking like this? Simply because the agape love of Almighty God cannot possibly flow unless there is no unforgiveness. Because as Paul says, remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive. Do you think the Lord was forgiving you with his emotion? Or do you think he forgave you because he has to forgive you? Why? Because he loves you so much. So much that 2,000 years ago, he sent his only precious son to die a cruel death, to die an execution on the cross at Calvary, to have those nails smashed into his hands and his feet, to have that spear thrown in his side, to have the crown of thorns smashed upon his head. The Bible tells us that he was unrecognizable. He was so unrecognizable because of what he suffered on the cross at Calvary for you and for me. That is why this unforgiveness is so important. And this scripture is so important that on tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to bring you part 19 from the same scripture because I'm not done with this one yet. Unforgiveness cannot continue. It cannot continue. And now comes that time when you make that decision. And your life is changed because I am certain, I am so certain that as soon as you forgive with your will, that love from God is going to flow like a river torrent. It'll be like a white water rafting experience. Just say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I haven't forgiven before. But with my will, I now forgive and say the name of the person. With my will, say it again. I now forgive. I understand, Lord, that this is an ongoing process. And I ask you now to pour your love into my life. Fill me full of your love, Holy Spirit. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. If it were you that made that declaration, I would love to hear from you. I will not broadcast your name. I won't say anything about it. But it's just so that we can pray for you. Send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org and just write, I forgave with my will. That's it. studio@worshipradio247.org. In Jesus' name, be blessed. I pray in Jesus' name you were blessed by that. But right now, here's Brian Dirksen. Played this a few times. It is such a great song. It is called You Are Good. In Jesus' name, you've been blessed today. This is Brian Dirksen. And oh, you are good to me. Take care, and I'll see you the next time. Bye for now.
יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.